Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, September 23rd. Coming up, we'll hear a conversation with one of this year's Immigrant Welcome Award winners about their work with the Immigration Project. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign is preparing for food and building service workers to go on strike. University spokesperson Robin Kaler says supervisors and workers not on strike will keep the dining halls running and bathrooms clean.
The supervisory teams of the dining and building service worker areas will be the ones providing those essential services, along with any members of the union who decide not to strike while we're continuing negotiations with SEIU leaders.
Kaler says they have scheduled 7 mediation sessions with union leadership and that they want to resolve things as quickly as possible. SEIU Local 73 says the university is offering less than a dollar an hour raise in their contract proposals. Meanwhile, they note that custodians and dining hall workers are working extra hours as U of I student enrollment sets new records. Proponents of an Illinois law that bans assault-style weapons say they're confident the law will withstand its most recent legal change. Mawa Iqbal reports.
Last week, a downstate federal judge heard arguments in a trial over the ban's constitutionality. Heather Weyervaught is an attorney and lobbyist for the law. She says a Seventh Circuit court ruling in this case from last November gives her hope.
Even if the judge finds in favor of the plaintiffs, there'll be an appeal, and that appeal would go to the Seventh Circuit, who has already said that they didn't think the plaintiffs were likely to succeed on the merits.
Since the law took effect nearly 2 years ago, gun rights advocates have filed several lawsuits, arguing it violates the Second Amendment. The judge is expected to hand down a ruling in about a month. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The Mississippi River is again seeing low water levels. Harvest Public Media's Kate Grumke reports this is the third year in a row that drought has affected grain transportation.
When river levels are low, barges can't carry as much of a crop like corn. If they're overloaded, they could run aground. That means shipping costs go up. Farmers ultimately pay the price, according to Jim Tarman, the managing director of the Illinois Corn Growers Association.
At the end of the day, that all comes back and is pretty much laid at the producer's feet. It's gonna cost him.
15 barges move about as much grain as 1,000 semi-trucks. Tarman says at this point, the solution is pretty much to hope for rain. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Kate Grumke.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. Still to come, we'll hear a conversation with one of this year's Immigrant Welcome Award winners about their work with the Immigration Project. That story is coming up next on 217 Today. But first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, cloudy with a chance of showers and a high of 71 degrees and a northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely in a low of 63 degrees, northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely in a high of 73 degrees, a northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low of 57 degrees, a northeast wind 5 miles per hour. And for Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high of 75 degrees and a north wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, early voting begins this week in Illinois. We'll question local election officials about what they're doing to safeguard the integrity of the vote and to keep poll workers and voters safe in an era of rising political violence. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You are listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. The annual Immigrant Welcome Awards recognizes community members and organizations for their commitment to advocating for immigrants in Champaign County. One of this year's winners is Jasmine Olivas, a senior at the University of Illinois. IPM student reporter Stephanie Mosqueda spoke with Olivas about her work with the Immigration Project and what it means to receive this award.
Last year, you started interning at the Immigration Project in Champaign. What motivated you to apply for an internship there?
Yeah, so I was actually looking for a job. I applied, and I ended up finding out it was an unpaid internship. And so I don't know why. I just was like, I still want to do it anyways. Like, I'll just pick up another job. And so, I just was really like won over when I was interviewed about like their mission and the things they do and the reason they do everything they do. And I just really wanted to give back to the Champaign-Urbana community as well, because I think that goes unnoticed sometimes. And I just wanted to find a way to give back to the community and also use like the skills I have, like in Spanish and stuff like that, and find a way to take that and give back. My dad immigrated here from Mexico in 1979. My mom was born and raised in Texas to a Mexican immigrant as well. So I'm fully Mexican. I grew up in Sterling, Illinois, though, which is a northern Illinois, small rural town. But I grew up speaking Spanish in the house. We went to Spanish Mass every Sunday, very traditional Mexican upbringing. It was a big part of why I chose to do it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now you're a case manager at the Immigration Project. What does that role entail?
Yeah, so that role kind of entails managing clients' profiles on like our legal site. So making sure that they have all their documents on there if they are part of the legal team, but also assisting them with social services. So helping them apply for financial assistance, helping them apply for public benefits, making sure that their addresses and their phone numbers and everything are updated with ICE, that they're making it to their court dates, screening them for asylum or other legal help that we offer. I have always wanted to become a lawyer. And so law school was always the end goal and is obviously still the end goal. But immigration law specifically, it was just motivated by my lived experiences with my family. I've seen how grueling immigration law can be and how ever-changing of a field it is. And I just was really intrigued by it. Obviously, my background has a lot to do with it. But yeah.
How will you take the skills that you're learning at the Immigration Project and use them in your future career?
Yeah, so I mean, I've learned a lot from being at the Immigration Project. I've learned how to communicate with clients effectively and ethically. I've learned to handle legal jargon in Spanish, which is really hard. Spanish is my native language, but when you grow up, obviously I'm not growing up with Spanish speaking lawyers. Mm-hmm. I'm growing up with Spanish speaking parents. So my legal jargon was not as good as it was, or was not as good as my rest of my Spanish, obviously. So I had to learn how to talk about the law, American law, in Spanish and explain it to people who have no idea how our government even works, or how our court system works. So I'll definitely, that's a big thing I'll be taking with me, especially if I become an attorney myself.
Because of the work that you are doing helping immigrants in the community, this year you're receiving the Student Leadership Award at the Immigrant Welcome Awards. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
What does receiving this award mean to you?
It means a lot. I mean, I think it's much bigger than me. Like, I think I can't stop thinking about, like, what it means to my parents and stuff as well, like, giving back to an immigrant community here. But yeah, it's just a huge honor, really, like to be recognized as like a leader in this field at this age by people who have so much like time that they've put into helping immigrants here, and like for them to see some kind of spark in me is really like fulfilling, and it feels really awesome.
That's Student Leadership Award winner Jasmine Oliva speaking with IPM student reporter Stephanie Mosqueda. You can find the full list of this year's Immigrant Welcome Award winners at ipmnewsroom.org. That's it for today. 2 in 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, Mawa Iqbal, Kate Grumke, and Stephanie Mosqueda. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 in 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.